Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carol Schuler, and most of you will know that we're going to talk about Relay for Life. Good morning to you, Carol.
Good morning, Levon.
Of course. How long have you worked with Relay for Life?
This will be our 22nd year. We, of course, missed last year, so about 23 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you've seen a lot of changes come and go, and sometimes those are required, but sometimes they're just like, oh, here's something we could do to improve.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I want to go back and just ask the basic question. You said this has been going on 23 years. What is the purpose of Relay for Life?
The purpose of Relay for Life is actually, it started as a fundraiser. And of course, we raise funds as for the American Cancer Society. But as it has progressed and changed, we have found that it is really a community coming together to support cancer survivors, honor those folks that do have cancer or are going through the cancer journey, and then think about those that we've lost with cancer. So it's a community coming together to celebrate.
Okay. And several opportunities to do that. I'm thinking back to those first ones, and they promoted that it was an all-night thing. I mean, all overnight into, 1 a.m., whatever. I don't know that Atlantic ever did that.
Atlantic never did that because Carol is a daytime person. But it was long, and it did go from noon till about 10 o'clock at night. And what we did was we would lose people. So this year and years following, we have shortened it to just be a short celebration, this year a dinner, and bringing together the community.
Okay. So do you want to kind of go through that timeline for the evening of August 15th?
That's right.
It's a
Sunday.
Yes.
So registration's at 4:30 at the Atlantic High School Commons. That'll be inside celebration. And what we will do is we'll register everyone. Hy-Vee will serve a complimentary meal to everyone at 5:15, 5 to 5:15 in there. And then we have a wonderful program for survivors, teams, sponsors, and friends that have come to help us celebrate. And CAM Video Media Class put together a video of caregivers, team members, committee members, and sponsors that help us celebrate those survivors. I think it'll be wonderful. A short program, of course, we read the pennant names. A pennant can be purchased in honor or in memory of someone. And then we have the survivors come to the lap area, which this year is the track. This year it's the parking area. And we release the Doves of Hope. So it's just a few hours out of your evening that we can come together and celebrate.
And, you know, often it's been a really nice evening, so we're going to plan on that, right?
Absolutely.
Lovely evening.
Yes.
So you mentioned the pennants, Carol. What are the various ways that people or groups can donate?
Right. The pennant we do, since it's daylight, we like to have people purchase a pennant. We suggest a $5 donation. They write down in honor of someone or in memory of someone that they've lost, and then make a $5 donation or more. And what those we do then is you can give those to any committee member. Many people know Don Marnin at the hospital. They can be dropped off there. Kayleen Marquez, her address is 1 Cass Avenue here in Atlantic. Of course, you can drop those off to me, Carol Schuler, or give me a call and I'll pick them up. I could even say you could drop those off out here at KJN.
I bet Chris Barks would be happy to deliver those.
That's right.
Yes.
So he, as part of the committee, he just does anything we want him to do. So we'll put him under the bus for that one too.
Okay.
So that's a way to make a donation to the American Cancer Society and honor someone you love.
And the other fundraiser comes, you're working on this, have been working on this through sponsors.
Yes, the sponsors, again, Cass County and the surrounding counties are amazing. They're helpful, supportive here in Cass County. I would like to read those if you don't mind. Hy-Vee, KJN, of course, KSOM, CAM Digital Media Class, Atlantic News Telegraph, all of those folks get the word out for us. Nishna Valley Credit Union, Kiwanis Club, FNB Bank, AM Coron & Sons, Henningsen Construction, First Whitney Bank, Myron Gross Realty, Gronewell Belkine, Audiology Services, Precision Hauling, Camlin Mechanical, Olson BP, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Atlantic Retired Teachers, Bicycle Store, and Arlene and Donnie Drennan. Those people have come with cash donations to help us support the event.
All right, and those are really important. And again, There's plenty of time yet to donate, and I'm sure you would even take money after the 15th.
Absolutely.
Somebody said, oh, I forgot.
Well, that's right.
That's okay. We'll still do that. And those sponsorships are important for many reasons. I'm thinking, does some of that still go to research? To
the Absolutely.
Okay.
Education, research, advocacy, service. Those are things that the American Cancer Society do. And, you know, it doesn't all stay here because we can't find a cure for cancer in Cass County. But we can support those people that are going through the cancer process.
Are there some other supports for local people? There used to be a place people could get equipment or something. Are there still those kind of supports available?
We do. We have the Loan Closet, which is equipment. And you don't have to have cancer to use the Loan Closet. We have service, which provides transportation back and forth to chemo, you know, if someone needs that. And then the educational information is always available. And I think people need to realize that a lot of that is online, but they can get that day and night at the drop of a hat.
And when you say we do that, we provide, who's the we?
Well, the American Cancer Society, we have a local unit, CAS unit, right here. So, you know, you could certainly contact me, okay. And I can put you in touch with whichever of those services that you might be wanting to have and need at that time, even if it's just for a friend.
Okay, well, sometimes that's the best friend you can be is to kind of fill in that somebody doesn't know something or they just need a few steps to kind of doing the errands and those sorts of thing. So, Carol, we've talked about the sponsorships and how important that is. Pretty much we've reviewed August 15th starting at
4:30 registration, 5 o'clock, 5:15 dinner,
okay.
And then the following.
Okay. Let's talk, I want to go back, I guess, sponsors a little bit. You have a bank night.
We do. Thank you for asking. Bank night is Wednesday, August 11th, and that is for teams or anyone, again, who wants to drop off a donation to the American Cancer Society. That will be from 4:30 to 5:30 at the Iowa State Extension Office this year because of all the construction going on at the hospital. Normally we've had it there. But bank night gives everybody an opportunity to stop by 4:30 to 5:30. We will have educational material, those types of things, and then a kind of a program of the a night to come. So, you know, if you need any additional information, that's another time just to stop by and talk to the people on the committee.
This past year, this hasn't been a request, but if somebody wanted a program, somebody they wanted you or somebody to come and talk about the Cancer Society, Relay for Life, cancer in general, do you provide that?
We do. I've talked at many places. Dawn Marnin is our survivors chairperson, and she has a wealth of information on that. Susie Magis is our local American Cancer Society representative for Southwest Iowa, and she is available for programs. So, you know, programs can be anything. It can be a 10-minute about, like you say, Relay for Life, or it can be a huge in-depth about cancer. And so we get the person who has the most professionalism about that to do it.
And we need to remember with this research and ongoing support, things are changing with cancer treatment, always.
So much better than they used to be and so different. So always the diagnosis and the treatment afterwards, it's amazing the things that they've come to and found.
So we need to, instead of going, oh my, we need to say we can support something that's very positive.
Absolutely.
And moving ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think with a cancer diagnosis, we always, of course, it's very serious. But at the same time, now we realize that I think it's 94% of cancer treatments are successful. And we come together to celebrate that rather than mourn the fact that, oh, she has cancer. But now we can celebrate that she's working through the process of getting it taken care of.
You bet.
Curing.
So that's what Relay for Life is all about, coming to celebrate again on the 15th, a Sunday.
Sunday,
which is different.
Yes.
And just join in any way you can. You don't have to be a cancer survivor because we're all involved somewhere. Just come and be a part of the whole community picture.
You're all welcome. We would love to see you that day.
Okay. Thank you so much, Carol Schuler, for visiting with us and reminding us of this important event. Until next time, here's a thought from T.S. Eliot. Every moment is a fresh beginning.